And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 21st of January, 2010. It's the birthday of the writer Louis Menand, born in Syracuse, New York, 1952, staff writer for The New Yorker, author of the book The Metaphysical Club. It's the anniversary of the publication of the first American novel, 1789, in Boston, a book entitled The Power of Sympathy or The Triumph of Nature Founded in Truth. The author was William Hill Brown. Novel was the first to be published in this country that was written by someone who was born in this country. It's an epistolary novel told completely in letters, and it is not light reading. The weekend before it came out, the Boston newspaper Herald of Freedom made the announcement, an American novel. We learn that there is now in the press in this town a novel dedicated to the young ladies, which is intended to enforce attention to female education and to represent the fatal consequences of seduction. We are informed that one of the incidents upon which the novel is founded is drawn from a late unhappy suicide. And The Power of Sympathy is indeed a cautionary tale whose plot and subplots feature several young couples. Harriet and Harrington are lovers who discover that they are related, they're half-siblings, and their relationship is incestuous. And Harriet is so upset, she becomes ill and she dies, and then Harrington kills himself. There is Ophelia, who is seduced by her sister's husband, Martin, and becomes pregnant, and she kills herself. There's a woman named Fidelia, who, a few days before her wedding, is carried off by a ruffian, and her fiancé kills himself because of the shame. And finally, there is a young woman who gives birth to an illegitimate child with an unknown father, and she then dies. It is not a romantic comedy. The Power of Sympathy, published anonymously, and as the paper hinted, the story of Ophelia and Martin was a thinly veiled version of a contemporary scandal, a woman named Fanny Apthorpe, who got pregnant by her sister's husband, Perez Morton, and killed herself. And the author, William Hill Brown, was good friends with the Apthorpes and the Mortons. And even though he had exposed their family troubles in detail to the public, he remained good friends with both of them. Here's a poem for today by Michael Dennis Brown entitled Telepathy. Today, I explain telepathy to you and telephone and television on the way to daycare. And I said, sometimes when I'm at work, I'll think of you. And if I could send you that thought with my mind, you'd get it right then, and maybe you'd smile, stopping a moment at whatever you were doing, or maybe not, but just going on with it, making a mask out of paper plates and orange and green cards with markers and scissors and paste, or screaming circles in the gym, either being a monster or being chased by a gang of them. But still, you'd get the picture. I was beaming, and you'd brighten inside and flash me something back, which I'd get where I was and smile at. That's telepathy, I said, pulling into the parking lot, looking at you in the mirror. A poem by Michael Dennis Brown, Telepathy, from You Won't Remember This, published by Carnegie Mellon University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.